girls. What? Keep it fresh.
Hi, I'm Quinn Kelly. This is Female Trouble, a Baltimore Sun podcast spotlighting some of the area's most interesting and accomplished women. And sadly, this is the final episode of the podcast. After 72 episodes, I'm leaving the Sun and Female Trouble is coming to a close. When we launched in 2016, I was worried it might be difficult to supply a roster of compelling women to sustain a weekly podcast, which turned out to be completely unfounded. Interviewing each of these people was a privilege, and we're ending with so many more women I wanted to feature. For this final episode, I reached out to past guests of the podcast and asked them to send in a voice memo, letting me know what they've been up to since appearing on Female Trouble, or to talk about how they'd like to see the conversation around women change in this city. Their responses were exceedingly kind and flattering. Mostly, it was just great to hear from them again. So here is a collection of some of the voices that made up Female Trouble. Thank you so much for listening.
What up? It's TT the artist. Shout out to Female Trouble. It's been an honor being a part of this podcast in such an amazing way. I think that the narrative around female presence in Baltimore should change in a way where we should become the authors of our own narratives. I mean, who can tell our stories better than us? I thought that this podcast was such an amazing platform for us to speak and be valued for who we are, all our differences, all our uniqueness. Since my podcast interview, I've been up to a lot of amazing projects. I'm currently working on a film, Dark City Beneath the Beat, a musical documentary about the rising Baltimore club music and dance culture. And I've gotten a chance to work with so many amazing Baltimore talent and creatives. And I'm really excited about bringing Baltimore club music to the world stage. I would love to continue to have a dialogue about ways that women can transform this industry and take more ownership of our work and our places and our power. That being said, I also launched my own record label, Club Queen Records, a label and platform dedicated to exclusive releases by women, specifically women of color, in hip-hop, dance music, and R&B genres. Club Queen Records will be a new wave in a space and a place that will help women with distribution, media marketing, and give them the opportunities and open doors that the mainstream music industry has not done for women who are underrepresented. So, signing off. Thank you so much. Let's keep rocking.
Hi, Quinn. It's Dr. Lena Nguyen, the Baltimore City Health Commissioner. I'm so sad to see that you are leaving Baltimore and the Sun and Female Trouble. It's such an important addition to our conversation here. So I am still where I am, where I was when you recorded Female Trouble before. I still run the health department in our city. And I'm working hard on defending us against attacks on the federal level. The Trump administration last year cut us $3.5 million for our comprehensive science-based reproductive health education programs in our middle schools and high schools, leaving 20,000 of our youth without access to evidence-based information about preventing pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases. We in Baltimore City have sued the Trump administration. We've won the first round of this, and we continue the fight. There are now changes that the Trump administration has proposed to Title X, which funds for family planning and access to critical services. The changes to Title X will take away funding for our most vulnerable individuals, including the 1 in 3 women in Baltimore who depend on publicly funded access to contraceptive services. In addition, the changes to Title X will also impose a gag rule, which will censor what physicians and nurses and social workers and other clinicians can say to our patients about reproductive health choices. These are just some of the many challenges and battles that we're facing. So my hope is that we can change the conversation such that reproductive health care, women's health care, are seen as standard medical care, that women's rights can be regarded as human rights and basic civil rights that are a matter of health and justice, and that all of us see ourselves as being part of this fight together, because ultimately, all of these issues are interrelated. Health and justice tie into every aspect of our well-being, every aspect of our communities and cities. And it's up to all of us to work and fight and improve the lives of those who are most vulnerable.
Hi, Quinn. This is Annie Millie from Live Baltimore. Since appearing on Female Trouble to discuss Live Baltimore's work with city families and city schools, I have been promoted. I'm very proud to share that I just completed my first full year as Live Baltimore's executive director. The opportunity to discuss Baltimore City's neighborhoods and residents on Female Trouble was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for the work you've done in our city, and we wish you the best of luck in your next endeavor.
Hi, my name is Corinne Osterman. I'm of the band Natural Velvet, where I play bass and sing. Since my bandmate Kim and I appeared on Female Trouble, my band Natural Velvet has released a couple more music videos, a couple more singles, and have left on multiple tours that have been in and around the United States. As of this summer, we have taken off to write our new record, which we're very excited about. I've got most of the tracks written at this point, and I've also been working in the studio as a painter, which is something I also do. What I would like to see in Baltimore City regarding the conversation around women, I would love the language that is used about women creators to be more normalized. I don't want it to be an anomaly that women are creating work and making these cultural artifacts, be it records or paintings or what have you. It should be the kind of thing where it's kind of just a guarantee and we get just as much attention for what we're doing as the boys, you know? I would love to see it become more normalized, and I would also love to see younger girls, especially younger local girls, girls who grew up here versus transplants, being pushed to either produce records or to make really cool art or what have you, but trying to mentor younger women as well would be very much of my interest.
Hi, this is Robin Lewis. What have I been doing since my podcast interview? Well, I was busy campaigning to be elected to my seat in the 46th District delegate race. On June 26th, I was nominated. The people of the 46th District chose me to continue representing them. I'm unbelievably proud and happy and amazed, and I look forward to continuing to work for the good people of the 46th, Baltimore City, and my state. And now I'm about to hop on the Baltimore Link Orange bus and head to another meeting. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. This is poet and writer Tracy Diamond. Female Trouble pulled together women across disciplines, health, arts, politics, science, and more. I've learned from the breadth of experience and love to see continued crossover in media and events in Baltimore. We're stronger united. I wish you the best of luck, Quinn.
This is Sarah Autry from Wing Dam, and since I was interviewed on Female Trouble podcast, I started a small business called Get Shredded Vintage in Charles Village. Still performing music and doing everything I've always done just as a business owner now too. I really wanted to create a larger platform for femme-identifying artists in Baltimore City to connect communities and consumers to artists they might not know about. So I'm happy to carry the Get Shredded interview series mission along to my small business and help bring up the female femme artist and musician community that way. Thanks so much for everything you've done. Female Trouble is amazing, and I am so stoked I got to be a part of it. Best luck on everything. Bye.
I'm Ava Pipitone. I believe we need to expand the conversation around womanhood in Baltimore City. Specifically, we need to talk about harm reduction. And by this, I mean meeting us where we are. For this reason, I co-founded Host Home Benefit Corp. It's a housing platform for trans folks by trans folks. You can support us at www.hosthome.help.
I'm Kay Sarah, burlesque performer, educator, and instigator. Since being featured in the 25th episode of Female Trouble, I've continued to support the art of burlesque through body shop classes here in Baltimore and by volunteering as the head of communications for the Burlesque Hall of Fame Museum in Las Vegas. In fact, the museum just reopened in a brand new space, and we're now able to exhibit far more of the collection than ever before. It's a great place to visit when you're out in Sin City. I'm hopeful that the conversation around women continues to evolve to become truly intersectional, helping us all understand how women's overlapping identities, trans or cis, race, class, ethnicity, occupation, religion, and sexual orientation, impact the way we experience life. Thank you, Quinn Kelly and Female Trouble, for spotlighting some of our area's most interesting and accomplished women. It was an honor to be part of it.
This is Diana Morris, director of the Open Society Institute in Baltimore. I have been feeling pretty frustrated by the national scene and pessimistic about where we are headed as a country. But I've been able to maintain my optimism by keeping a laser focus on local issues. We certainly have serious issues to address in this city and state. But over the 20 years the Open Society Institute has been in Baltimore, we have identified good solutions that really can bring about equity, justice, and opportunity. And we are building the partnerships to put those solutions in place. At OSI, for example, we are supporting community engagement and oversight of the Department of Justice consent decree on policing practices and policies so it is fully implemented. We're supporting peer coaches in effective treatment like buprenorphine to address the opiate crisis. Restorative practices that give our students conflict resolution skills and create peaceful, welcoming school environments. And our wonderful community fellows who demonstrate the power of entrepreneurial individuals to bring about change and revitalize one community after another. So, although the national scene is depressing, I continue to believe that there is no better way to strengthen our democracy than to work locally. It keeps me optimistic and protects my mental health, so I highly recommend it.
Here's Rebecca Alban Hofberger, founder and director of the American Visionary Art Museum.
As far as Baltimore goes, would I say, boy, what we need is a woman president and a woman mayor? Well, we've had women mayors, and I see people for who they are. I mean, I really don't care a color. I don't care an economic background. I don't care a gender. I think there are never enough good people that we can be picky about the package that they came in. And so I'm fiercely pro enabling opportunity for women who have had disproportionate unequal pay for equal jobs. All of those things absolutely need to be corrected. But as far as I want to see more children of the same creator source be empowered to do their best.
Hello, this is Crystal Mack of Black Sugar. And since I've appeared on Female Trouble, which has almost been about a year ago, I have kind of leaned more into the culinary art aspect of my work, which kind of blurs the lines between conceptual, visual, and culinary art. I also tie in my writings to my culinary work and make a little bit more personal essays as opposed to food columns and recipes. As far as how I'd like to see the conversation around women change in the city, I think that oftentimes in Baltimore, we're only really brought up until like something controversial has happened politically or business-wise, whatever. And I think we should just be kind of celebrating women every day, like this podcast does, celebrating women for the work that they do and how they contribute to our city in a more positive light and not in a very sensationalized way. Just acknowledging women for the simple things that they do every day to make this city a great place to live.
This is Amy Kallner, also known as Lady Kaboom of the Charm City Roller Girls. I finally, after 12 years, retired from roller derby. I have no regrets, and I would do it all again.
Hey, Quinn, this is Jessica Anya Blau. I have to say I am really sad that you'll no longer be doing Female Trouble. I think it's an incredible, great podcast, and you have had so many amazing women on there, women I admire so much, and I just love your show and love what you've done with it. So I hope you pick up and do something equally great. Since I was on your show, I ghost wrote a book that's coming out next spring, and I wrote most of a new novel that I'm trying to finish up. And I wrote a short story called Waiting for My Rape, and that will be coming out in August in the literary magazine called The Sun, or The Sun Magazine, out of Chapel Hill. And it's a short story that deals with a lot of the issues that women deal with and that you deal with and that we all deal with and things we think about and struggles we have and just what it's like to be a woman. Anyway, I'm wishing you the best of luck, and I'm sure great things will be coming your way. Thanks for having me on the show. Bye.
This is Shauna Potter. I sing for War on Women, and I'm the founder of the Baltimore chapter of Hollaback. Since appearing on Female Trouble, War on Women has released a new record called Capture the Flag, and it's out now on Bridge Nine Records. And I've actually published a guidebook for venues and businesses and community spaces on how they can become safer spaces. It's called Making Spaces Safer, and it's out now on AK Press. And I'm really proud of it, so I hope you pick up a copy.
Hi, Quinn Kelly. This is Jessica Hankin from the Stoop Storytelling Series. I want to just first say thank you for all you've done to support the ladies in Baltimore and wish you the best on your next steps in being awesome in this journey that is life. The message for other women in this great, crazy city that we all adore, warts and all, is that we should just continue to have each other's back. And for those of us who are getting a little bit long in the tooth, but still, you know, owning it, we should be more than happy to send the elevator back down and support the younger generation of ladies that are coming into the fold. Over and out.
This has been Female Trouble, a Baltimore Sun podcast. You can find all past episodes of Female Trouble on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and BaltimoreSun.com. The Sun has another podcast, Roughly Speaking, hosted by columnist Dan Rodericks. Be sure to check that out. A huge thanks to Shifty and TT the Artist, who provided our theme song, Dope Girls. If you appeared on this podcast, listened to it, told a friend about it, thank you for being a part of this Baltimore community.